Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a very, very busy day. Apparently a lot of deaths, a lot of destruction from Hurricane Ida that downgraded to a storm and decimated the Northeast with flooding. We'll give you an update on that. We'll give you also an update on the school shooting that killed a kid yesterday. We'll also talk about some of the latest with ivermectin. Ivermectin, a big buzzword now. I'm sorry, I had some oatmeal this morning. Oatmeal gets stuck in my teeth. Ivermectin, big, huge buzzword when it comes to, treatment for COVID. And we don't really have a lot of government guidance on it, yet doctors have been prescribing it for a while. So we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with ivermectin. In my neck of the woods, the Clark County School District is moving forward on planning a vaccine mandate for teachers. The problem is of the 40,000 employees, I think 40,000 employees, 15,000 have not gotten the vaccine yet. So we're talking about 40% of the school district, and they're not really as excited and enthusiastic about it, threatening walkouts, threatening to quit because they'll obviously lose their job if they don't get a shot. So we'll talk about what's going on with the teachers. And then, of course, we have to today, because it's my mom's birthday, we just have to spend a couple minutes talking about my mom. I'm also, by the way, going to talk about pretty privilege. Apparently there's pretty privilege out there, and we'll talk about who gets to benefit from that. I don't, but pretty people do. So, as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, very interestingly, I post a lot of stuff on social media, but when I post something about my family, I notice people are very intrigued. People want to know, you know, where I came from, you know, who the heck wouldn't put me up for adoption. I mean, you know, I'm cray-cray. And it's my mommy's birthday today. It's September 2nd. Yay! Happy birthday to my mommy! And so I don't really, you know, speak a lot of good things, you know, because I make fun of my mom a lot on this show. And I just make fun of people a lot on this show. And my mom actually, you know, her now, I can't tell her age because she'll get mad at me, but kind of being one of the oldest baby boomers or youngest traditionalists, this woman is actually a legend. And so I just want to spend a couple minutes telling you about, all right, we're not just talking about my mom, but we're talking about the women of that era. You know, I'm lucky. I get to be on air. I get to be a doctor. I'm a woman. If I want to wear a short skirt, I could wear a short skirt. If I don't want to shave my legs, I don't have to shave my legs. If I want to identify as a male, I could identify as a male. Yet the women in my family who were kind of, I don't want to say they were bra burners because they had both conservative and moderate and liberal views. I mean, you know, they voted for the person. Women are pretty smart when it comes to politics. It's not just about one side. It's about who am I voting for. But what they went through in terms of, you know, you got to wear a skirt to work. Okay? You know, you can't, you know, excel in college, or you're probably not going to make it to law school because women hardly get in. I cannot imagine being a woman in that role. If you think I'm smart, if you think I'm energetic and spunky, my mom Kay is 7,000 times more. My mom would have been probably a Supreme Court judge. Justice, she would have gone to law school. She could have gone to medical school. She could have done anything. My mom's that smart. The problem is she didn't have the means like I was able to. I mean, yeah, I put myself through school and I worked. But back then, women didn't really get to the degree that we do now, get to be able to attain those professions. She had to work. You know, she came from a poor family. You know, she had a child to support. And so my mom has been through, you know, so much, and she's got to see the transformation. And the women in her generation just don't get to be appreciated for what they did. Nobody would have even looked at me for medical school if the women of my mom's generation and my grandma's generation didn't show them that they got the stuff. And so, you know, we women, we think that, okay, you know, we did this ourselves. We did it. The credit has to go to our mommies. The credit has to go to our grandmas. My grandmother, two grandmothers, actually, one escaped the Holocaust. The other, was a brilliant businesswoman, just brilliant. And she had the foresight. Unfortunately, she was plagued with poverty and she had to support, you know, my grandfather and, you know, sadly a lot of her, you know, business endeavors couldn't go to fruition because she needed the funds to take care of my sick grandfather. And so a lot of the women in my family, you know, could have been the high super achievers in the careers they wanted, but they couldn't because they put family first. They put their husbands first. They put their kids first. You know, they fought, you know, issues of, you know, financial hardship, and they also fought societal restrictions. And so, you know, it's my mommy's birthday today, and, you know, having National Blood Donation Week, I realize that it's not that hard to declare a day, you know, or declare a week. So today I want to declare Queso Diva Day. Queso Diva Day is my mommy. She gave birth to me. I don't remember her uterus, but my guess is her uterus had a lot of nutrients, right? And probably some caffeine because I have a lot of energy. And, you know, her eggs, you know, were obviously super eggs. But what my mom had put up with, you know, losing her brother when she was a kid, you know, living in a family who was very depressed because it's very hard to live in a family where, you know, a child dies. You know, sometimes parents don't bounce back. Her father probably had CTE. My grandfather was a football player. And so he had mood swings. He had anger issues. And, you know, living in a home like that, and to be able to be the amazing mom she is and the matriarch of my family, it's amazing. So I love you, Mommy. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So last night, and oh my gosh, it went on for hours. I think it ended at 1, 2 in the morning. And I started watching at 5. So it was like a 7-plus-hour meeting, 6-7-hour meeting. And apparently, in my neck of the woods, I live in southern Nevada, there was a school board meeting, a school board trustee meeting, that had to do with the plan for mandating vaccines for teachers. Now, the Clark County School District and employees. Clark County School District has about 40,000 employees, and about 25,000 have been vaccinated. So 60% have been vaccinated, 40% have not. So we're talking about 15,000 people. Now, most school districts are a little overwhelmed, right? And they're a little understaffed. And so I started listening to the meeting. It started at 5 p.m. and it went on for a long time. And fortunately, they allowed people to speak. When you do speak, you only get 2 minutes. Immediately, your microphone is shut off. There's security everywhere because if people start to shout, apparently Cavazos, the head of the trustees, the sitting president of the board, gave the security, you know, free rein of take them out. You know, if they're shouting, you don't even need my permission. Just remove them. So people were doing this, you know, for the claps because they didn't want to get removed. So when, you know, somebody would say something and they were like, yeah. I mean, the fear, it's weird. It's not the America I grew up in. I mean, you barely get a chance to speak. You got guards all over the place. At any time, you could be kicked out if that guard subjectively thinks or that, you know, trustee person thinks that, you know, you're being bad. And so, but, you know, people got, you know, their word out. In fact, one woman came up there with her baby. Baby started to complain, so she breastfed. She just whipped it out and breastfed and, you know, on public television, and good for her. And people clapped, and luckily they didn't have the guards take those people out who were clapping for that, because she's like, she's breastfeeding, you know? Yeah, she's, you know, doing her thing, being a mom, speaking up. And, you know, as a doctor, I found it fascinating, and I hope other doctors saw this, of what some of the teachers were saying as their reasoning to not get the vaccine. And, you know, remember I told you there was that one doctor that posted anti-vaxxers, you know, you're stupid, whatever. I mean, these aren't stupid people. These are educators. These are teachers. One is a school counselor. He's the only school counselor for the whole entire school. And he's like, what happens if you fire me? You know, he kind of, you know, has a stance on students like I did. I learned everybody's name. I didn't care how many hundreds of people there were. I learned everybody's name. He did that too. And, you know, he's like, look, who else is going to do that? And so the void that would need to be filled if these teachers get canned, or employees. I mean, look at the custodians, the nursing, the administrative staff. Look at all the people that work to put a school together. 40%. I mean, that's a lot of a school district. Now, when these mandates come into play, people do feel forced. I mean, I've spoken to people and they say, look, I don't want the vaccine, but if I'm forced to, I'll do it. So the government has picked up on that and they go, okay, well, we could force it. You know, if we force it, if there's a mandate, you're going to get some more people to vaccinate. But you have a lot of people out there. I mean, teachers, these are educators. So these aren't people that are, you know, I guess, you know, completely, like the media likes to say, make it sound like they have complete mental illness. These are people that have PhDs, that have master's degrees, that are very educated and teaching our children. And they're like, look, this is my body, you know. And one thing that was very interesting is many of them brought up experimental. And when I first heard that, I'm like, well, you know, it is FDA approved. It's not considered experimental anymore. You know, the mRNA technology has been around since the 90s, you know, but they have a point in saying, you know, this isn't a long-lasting, long-term, you know, shot or a long-studied vaccine. And many were bringing up the side effects and the numbers, and even though overall the majority of people that get the vaccine are safe, you know, does a person have a right to say, look, I don't want to be the one in a million? Do they have that right? So the teachers pled. It was very emotional. There were a couple people saying, yeah, I want us to move forward with the vaccine. But the majority of them were anti. After about 4 or 5 hours, I had to stop listening. But the one thing that came up in the meeting, and I guess many sources have confirmed, is teachers are going to plan a walkout. So once at about 1:30 in the morning or whatever, they approved to move forward with the vaccine mandate and let the superintendent move forward. It sounds like teachers would do a walkout. Now, I don't know how many other school districts this has happened to, but it's a little frightening for our kids. And, excuse me, I just wonder how effective it's going to be. And it's when people don't feel like they're heard and they're already at risk of losing their job, Remember, you have many people feel like they have no choice. That's a very dangerous position to put people in. We're supposed to have choices. We should have a choice on whether we want to eat. We should have a choice on, you know, who we want to be. You know, if I want to identify as a woman, if I want to identify as a man, I should have that choice. Yet when it comes to vaccine, the same liberal, you know, agenda that's out there saying, look, guys, it's your choice, your body, your choice. You don't, if you want birth control, if you want an abortion, if you want to identify who you identify, we are here to protect you. That's what civil rights are for. All of a sudden, not only are they absent, but they're the opposite, pushing the vaccine. And mind you, I support the vaccine. I think the vaccine is saving lives, but we do have issues with it. You know, we're going to be talking about later how in Israel has exploded with COVID cases, and they're one of the highest vaccinated countries. So when somebody says, look, the science isn't all there, vaccinated people spread the virus, vaccinated people still get sick, there's risk factors, why can't I wait? For them to lose their job, I mean, that's serious stuff. You know, when the hospitals were mandating flu shots, they were mandating flu shots because they said, well, this is, you know, to protect the public. And I told you guys, I wore masks with every patient because even if I was vaccinated for the flu, I think I could still spread it. So vaccinated individuals can still spread, but I get hospitals need all hands on deck. They need to make sure their staff doesn't get sick. So they want to protect them. But again, let it be a choice. Why does it have to be a mandate? So what's being planned, from what I understand, and it might not go through, but on the 7th, which is Rosh Hashanah, so a lot of Jewish, probably, you know, employees are probably not going to be, you know, coming to work that day anyway, but it's the day after Labor Day weekend. If this mandate is moving forward, then on the 7th, a lot of teachers are going to sit out. And not just the unvaccinated, the vaccinated. There are many people like me. I've been vaccinated, but I don't agree with mandates. And so when people think, well, you know what, it's just going to be the 40% of the school that's mad. Not entirely. Those of us that got vaccinated, we still want to fight for American values and American rights. I chose to vaccinate because I wanted to protect myself against COVID. Just because I chose to vaccinate does not mean that I agree with a lot of the draconian measures that have happened. So, don't look at us vaccinated people as being one political side or another. So there's probably vaccinated people that might do this walkout. But very interestingly, there's something called Count Day. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Count Day. Count Day, and it varies between school districts and states, is where who any kid enrolled and shows up that day, in one state, I think it's Michigan, the kid has to be in school that whole day to be counted. And that's how school districts, I guess, submit their numbers. It's not so much an enrollment number as who actually shows up to class and stays. And they pick a day when they count them. Well, apparently there's also a day for staffing. September 10th in my school district is supposed to be a count day for staff. License, support, administrative staffing. And so FTEs, the full-time employee staff numbers, have to be counted that day. That then allows the state to put forward numbers for their budget. So one thing that was brought up yesterday in the meeting was count day. And some of these teachers are like, then, you know, maybe not only also the 7th will be out, but also on the 10th. So the 7th is a Tuesday, the 10th is a Friday. And so teachers are using whatever means possible to fight for their rights with this. And, you know, it's to me, when you watch these meetings, and I'm starting to watch these school board meetings, the media doesn't tell you, you know, what's going on emotionally with a lot of people feeling the fear of losing their job because they don't want to inject something into their body. And, I urge you guys to watch some of these, especially the one where the guy was given those names like Phil McCracken. You know, that was a funny school board meeting. You got to watch that one, too. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Should teachers be mandated to vaccinate? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court of the United States allowed Texas' ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy in the state to remain in place. SCOTUS voted 5-4 late Wednesday, rejecting an emergency application by reproductive rights groups. The court said in its unsigned opinion that opposition groups had not addressed complex and novel procedural questions in the case. The Supreme Court is set to hear a challenge to a Mississippi law that bans nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy later this year. The West Coast wants it. The East Coast got it. Tons of rain and flooding took place overnight. The National Weather Service, for the first time ever, issued a flash flood emergency warning for the city of New York, as energy from Ida brought heavy rain that flooded subway lines and streets in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and New Jersey. The National Weather Service recorded over 3 inches of rain in Central Park in a one-hour span last night. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. As COVID booster confusion at the Food and Drug Administration led to 2 resignations Wednesday, what do we really know? Tim Berg irons things out.
Top federal health officials are defending the Biden administration's approach to coronavirus vaccine booster shots after 2 senior scientists in the Food and Drug Administration's vaccine division announced their intent to leave the agency. The announcement comes as the FDA is weighing the evidence for coronavirus vaccine booster doses as well as shots for children. It also comes amid debate and criticism over whether the Biden administration is jumping ahead of the scientific review process in announcing booster shots for everyone will be available by the week of September 20th. While some studies have found some waning effectiveness of the vaccine against infection, members of the panel said during a meeting earlier this week that the evidence was not clear enough to justify a booster recommendation.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Just a quick reminder, this week is National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week, we honor our blood banks who bust their butts year-round to keep our hospitals stocked. God forbid you're in a car accident, have cancer, sickle cell, have an anemia and you need blood, it's the hard work of the blood banks who get that blood for you, and the very unselfish donations of people donating blood to get that blood to you. So National Blood Donation Week, we have drives all across the United States through American Red Cross, Vitalant, One Blood, LifeShare, Community Blood Centers, Blood Bank of Delmarva, Rhode Island Blood Center, Blood Bank of Hawaii, Blood Bank of Alaska are holding blood drives. They hold blood drives throughout the year. But National Blood Donation Week is extra special. Sometimes there's extra goodies that you get. And one pint of blood has the potential to save up to 3 lives. So we need to have blood stocked. You know, October 1 happened in Las Vegas, it was scary. That was when multiple people were shot and killed by a shooter that was in the Mandalay Bay. And thank God we had blood, you know, on the shelves, ready to go. What's going on with Hurricane Ida right now has caused mass destruction in multiple states. Those blood drives aren't happening. So if you want to help those with in Hurricane Ida, donate blood, because if you donate blood to your local American Red Cross, your local Vitalant, then the blood banks are able then to ship blood that they already have on the shelves to them. It takes a few days for the blood to be processed, so what you donate today will be able to be used a few days from now, but then whatever stock these companies have, they can at least ship over, and then your blood can be used in local areas. So it all counts, it all helps, and it doesn't cost you any money. A lot of us want to help. You know, when we see these hurricanes, when we see these fires, you know, and people, you know, leaving their homes and all that, you know, it's like, I go to my shelves, I want to do a food drive, I want to donate clothes, I want to donate money, and it seems like every week there's something horrible going on. And I get it. After a while, it's exhausting and it's expensive. But when you donate blood, it doesn't cost you any money. It takes about an hour of your time. So for those of you that feel like, look, I need to be charitable, I need to do something, I need to help, I really love the idea of blood donation. When Superstorm Sandy hit, we talked about this back east years ago, my son, for his bar mitzvah project, put together a canned food and food drive, so we could have a whole bunch of stuff that we could ship back east. And we had one neighborhood got a truckload of stuff. We had all these, you know, supplies that we could send. Sadly, though, there really wasn't any takers, like Salvation Army, things like that, because they didn't have a means to. That was, I think, when the anthrax scare was going on, and, you know, there was still some, you know, domestic terrorism. So they couldn't vet everything that was sent. So Red Cross, Salvation Army, most of them said, look, can you send money? We'll go to Walmart and buy the goods, but don't send us packages of goods because we have no place to put them. We have no place to send them. So after having done these big collections, what we found out we could do is we could give those to the local charities, and then the local charities then have extra resources to then send over there. So it all works out, you know, but if you donate blood, then, you know, I that's another thing too. A lot of you are kind of concerned that there's some fraud in some charities where you send money and does the money even go anywhere? Does, you know, who gets the money? Does the money go to, you know, the CEO? Where does the money go to? What I like about blood donation is, you know, that blood, it can't be turned into money. It can't be paying somebody's car payment. You know, and mind you, look, charities need to have administrative staff. Charities have you know, rent. They have insurance. I mean, they have to market. They have to, you know, fly things to, you know, I mean, charities do need money and they do need working capital. So if you can't donate to a charity, that's great. But for those of you who are a little distrustful of what's happening on that front, you donate blood, that blood, it has to go to somebody. I mean, nobody can turn it and use it for their own benefit. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So sadly, the death toll is rising. About 25 people have died across the Northeast, including a family of three with a two-year-old boy who drowned in a New York City basement. So tail end of hurricane crept up the tri-state area, bringing a month's worth of rain in less than a day, flooding homes while people slept and tearing up parts of New Jersey with tornadoes. Nine people were killed in New York City as water rushed into basement apartments in Brooklyn and Queens. People all over the city became stranded in flooded subway stations. This is being reported by Daily Mail. MTA bus drivers were deployed to stations to pick up people who were stranded and get them to safety. You don't usually see flooding like that in New York City. You don't see that. I mean, unless, of course, a pipe blows. But so eight of the New York City victims died in flooded basement homes. You know, you've seen the tri-residential areas where, you know, you're walking along a New York street and you see the door, but then you see some people can go downstairs, some people can go upstairs. Those people that live downstairs, they're sadly sitting ducks when it comes to flooding. So, they said one person was found in the backseat of their car Thursday morning around 10 a.m. They were in the backseat of a vehicle that had drifted from the Grand Central Parkway, according to New York PD Commissioner. 14 people died in New Jersey. Nine were swept away in cars that became submerged in the water. Five died in an apartment complex in Elizabeth. A 19-year-old man died in Maryland when the Rock Creek River burst its banks and flooded nearby homes. One person died in the Upper Dublin Township near Philadelphia. Town's mayor announced, but no details. And then sadly, a 2-year-old in New York City was found dead along a 48-year-old woman and a 50-year-old man in an apartment in Woodside, Queens. They were all trapped in their basement apartment. An 86-year-old woman also died in her basement apartment. So, we're finding more people, you know, as the flooding starts to recede. A lot of New Yorkers are furious and Mayor Bill de Blasio did not give more warning of what was to come. The first warnings about Ida came around 7 p.m. on Wednesday. They said by 10 p.m., New York PD officers were already recovering dead bodies from basement homes. So at a press conference on Thursday, de Blasio said officials were caught off guard by the amount of rain that fell. He had predicted between 3 and 6 inches to fall in the entire day, but that much fell in just 1 hour in some parts of the city. And again, Bill de Blasio is kind of, you know, right now more on the COVID and the mandates and the return to work front. And that's really the big problem. I think we're really distracted. COVID is such a flipping distraction, which, by the way, you know, our enemies are just, you know, licking their chops with us and our distraction by COVID and mandates and, you know, teacher walkouts. And, you know, can we just stop talking about, you know, mandates and forcing people out of their jobs when you have people about to die from a major storm? Once I saw that the Hurricane Ida came to this land, came to America as a Category 4 hurricane, and it remained a Category 2 while it was inland for some time, you knew it was going to be bad. So, and I'm not blaming any one particular public official, but come on. Lay off the mandates for a couple hours just to get people to safety. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So whether you're dealing with flooding from Hurricane Ida, in the Gulf Coast states, or now Northeast in the tri-state area with all the flooding and the devastation we've seen, we have to realize, even in the West or wherever you live here in the United States, that mosquitoes are a thing. And this is mosquitoes breeding time. These are when mosquitoes are kind of horny and mosquitoes like to do their thing. And we just got a news alert from the Southern Nevada Health District, and I live in Southern Nevada, that some mosquitoes with West Nile have been found. Now, remember I told you guys that with Hurricane Ida and with any sort of flooding situation, we're at risk for vector-borne diseases, such as with, mosquitoes can carry dengue, mosquitoes can carry Zika. So let's just talk a little bit about West Nile. Now, I live in Southern Nevada. It's not all of Southern Nevada, but apparently the 89014 zip code, which is the Henderson area, Green Valley, Henderson area, they found some mosquitoes, they tested them, and they found some of them to have West Nile virus. So West Nile virus we've heard about for a while. It was originally discovered back in the 30s in the West Nile district of Uganda. And we believe it came to the United States not until the 1990s. So, again, if we aren't testing for it, we might not know. But West Nile coming to the U.S. has been relatively recent when you look at evolution and insects and entomology and all that. It's in the family of Flaviviridae, and it's vector transmitted, meaning ticks could give it to you, mosquitoes, and then it could infect mammals as hosts. Now, West Nile, if you're like, Flaviviridae, huh, that sounds familiar. That's the same family as Zika, yellow fever, dengue fever, Japanese encephalitis. And so the type of mosquitoes, I don't think it's the Aedes aegypti. I have to double check. The Aedes aegypti are really, really big on the Zika and malaria. These are the Culex genus species. So I don't know if you all had to study insects. When I was in school, when I was at UNLV, we had to study fruit flies. They didn't let us near mosquitoes because mosquitoes, you know, can infect you. But I got to tell you, man, how you check an underside of a mosquito and figure out its genus and species, pretty tough. So they feed from evening to morning and are more active during those times. So how West Nile is transmitted is you have an infected mammal and a mosquito feeds on that mammal. And it sucks, it's a suck blow mechanism. Stop the giggling. It'll suck the blood, the feed, from the mammal. It could be a person, it could be an infected bird, whatever. Then it will take it when it has to blow. What is a mosquito blowing into you? Well, it blows in an anesthetic. If you notice, you rarely see a mosquito on you. You come home and you're like, what the hell are these? Well, it's because a mosquito blows a little anesthetic. And so if it sucks in blood from somebody and then it blows an anesthetic, some of the virus that could be in that feed could get into you. I don't know. Everybody always asks, what about HIV? Can mosquitoes spread HIV? The potential could be there, but I don't think we have a lot of evidence that it does. But that's what was going on with Zika. So you get these incidental hosts like me. I could be walking around the Henderson or Green Valley area, and then all of a sudden a mosquito, actually there could be a mosquito in my studio, lands on me, and I got transmitted something from an infected bird. So, you know, what we don't like about West Nile is it kind of bridges the zoonotic disease, you know, a disease that could be in an animal that could also be in a human. We just don't like that kind of stuff. So what are the symptoms? Well, most of the time, we don't get any symptoms. I mean, I feel really crummy when I get bit by mosquitoes. I was in South Carolina about a month or two ago. Love South Carolina. That was a fantastic trip. Got to see some family. But, I mean, I got bit, you know, by mosquitoes. It didn't matter how much I sprayed. It's amazing. The one spot you miss spraying your DEET, they find. So there's like a little spot on my inner ankle. And I'm like, are you flipping kidding me? But I got to tell you, when these mosquitoes are hungry, they're hungry and they want your blood. So I'll feel achy a little bit. I don't really run and get tested for West Nile because you're like, okay, well, I got bit by mosquitoes. People are getting bit by mosquitoes every second. I mean, it's mosquito time. But some of the symptoms of West Nile could be fever, body aches, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, joint pains, weakness, rash. Now, I had an article from a couple years ago when West Nile was found in our local area, so I'm going to put up the article. When you see the rash, it's it's not like a typical rash. I've seen this rash with Zika. I've seen this rash in a viral exanthem. I've seen this rash with COVID. So, you know, sadly, the rash, when you look at any of those symptoms, you're like, wait a second here. This sounds like COVID. Symptoms could be headache, neck pain, like I said, the fever, body aches, joint pains, weakness, rash. The problem is you could get ill from West Nile, and about 1 in 150 people, sadly, could get more severe West Nile. So when you start to get, you know, a stiff neck, that could be the infection. Neurologically could be affecting the meninges and possibly the brain. Headache, high fever. If you have trouble looking at the light and you get, like, it's called photophobia, where the light hurts your eyes, that could be a sign that the infection is affecting your brain. Tremors, weakness, paralysis, confusion, disorientation, seizures. West Nile can rarely put you into a coma and die. So how do you get away from West Nile? Well, okay. Well, one is, you know, you got to get away from mosquitoes. Now, mosquitoes are horny. So, you know, they really don't want to necessarily bug you. They want to eat and then eat, and then that's what they do, you know? And a lot of insects, they really don't have much else to do with it in their lives. And so you just don't want to be a feed for them. So you want to make sure that you use DEET. There's insect repellent. If you are in an area that has mosquitoes, you might want to be a little bit more preventative with that. But the big thing is mosquitoes won't just come to you. Like in my studio, maybe I, you know, spill some diet soda or something somewhere, but mosquitoes like water, so they like puddles. You know, so what's going on right now and in the Gulf Coast and now, you know, the Northeast, they know these puddles take a few days to subside. They'll live there. They'll lay their eggs. They'll do their business. So they like puddles. So you need to make sure there's no puddles. You got to get rid of the kiddie pools. If you have a hose that drips, stop that. Especially if you're in Nevada, you're not supposed to waste water. If you are going to be outside, you want to make sure you have, like, long sleeve clothing, the light, you know, pants tucked into your socks or shoes. You know, look like your grandpa used to. DEET or insect repellent could be sprayed onto the clothes. But also you want to avoid the times of day when they're kind of horny. And that is late night to early morning. And so, apparently, the Southern Nevada Health District says you can use oil, lemon, eucalyptus, 2-undecanone. So that's kind of interesting. So there's other things you could do. But, I mean, I don't want us to be like, oh, my gosh, now we got West Nile. This is something that just, I mean, every year we kind of deal with this. Every year we kind of hear that the mosquitoes come. And, you know, Vegas, I live in Las Vegas. So we're kind of dry. If you're in Arizona, if you're in Wyoming, you know, I mean, it is drier. But when there is water, mosquitoes are going to attract it to it. So I'm, like, right now going through a monsoon area in my part of the country. So we're getting more rain, and Arizona usually has a big monsoon time, so this is why we're going to see mosquitoes. I mean, I have a correction. Mosquitoes have sex all year long, okay? Mosquitoes like to have sex all year long, okay? But, yeah, unlike some of us that only pick certain, you know, holidays. But the time of day, dusk till dawn, that's when they like to party. And that's when they like to feed. Get hungry afterwards. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.